The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. Want the real story behind the sound bites and headlines? Let's find the facts. Remember, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's the truth. You are not paranoid or confused. You just need to know.
Hey, everybody, it's Kip Kiefer on TKR, another week of Need to Know. You know, last week here in Birmingham, I got a call at 8 o'clock on Thursday morning from the program manager at Talk 99.5, the news talk station here in Birmingham. And she asked me, is there any possible way that you could host the Leland live show today from 2 to 6? Leland is sick this morning, is not going to be able to make it in. And I had a full day, I mean a full day of things that I had planned. And there's not a whole lot of shows that I would drop everything and go do, but Leland still has very high ratings. He's been at this for a long time. It's the biggest audience by far that they generate. So when I get the opportunity to kind of take the controls of that show, I don't like to pass that up. Especially with we having so much going on in our programming world, the giant media tent for both TKR, Tony Curry's Enterprise, and my new media company, Kip Kiefer Sports. We've got a lot going on in terms of programming, and it's just a great opportunity to kind of be out there and have your voice be heard. And also, in addition to coming to you with Need to Know, it gives me an expanded format for 4 hours to and don't get me wrong, I love podcasting. I love kind of getting in here and hard hitting the big events of the day and catching you all up with my interpretation of things and doing what we always do here on this program, which is encouraging you to not be told by others what to think, but to gather your own facts and information and process all that and think for yourself, because I think that's the big divide we have right now in this country. I think if there's a growing conflict, it is people that recognize the great aspects of being an American. It's the things that the late, great Charlie Kirk espoused all the time, that we've got to get back to our founding principles here. And they are basically three gigantic pillars that hold our society together. And they are God, country, and family. And that's pretty much the mindset that Americans expressed that they wanted to get back to, instead of all of this leftist insanity of trying to kind of force this country into this, they call it Democrat socialism. But if you've listened to this show, Democratic and socialistic concepts are complete opposites. It's like, and I've used this many times, it's like declaring yourself a carnivorous vegan. It's contradiction of terms. You can't be a Democrat socialist. If you're a socialist, you're not for democracy. You're not for representative republic, which this country is. It's not a democracy. No matter how many times the Democrats tell you that this is a threat to our democracy, the threat to our representative republic is going in this leftist Marxist socialist direction, because that takes away every principle of democracy and representative government, because it makes the government in charge of everything in your life, all the way down to the means of production, control of industry, regulating all of the things that we hold so dear, our individual liberties, our freedom of speech, all of the freedom of religion. The state becomes the daddy in these situations. And it always starts off as it's going to be socialism. It's everybody's going to be on equal footing. Everybody ties for first place. Well, The fallacy in that, folks, is the people making the decisions have no intention of being equal to the citizens that they control and the countries that they dominate. They are elites. They are the ruling class. They do what they feel like doing. They get everything. Everybody else gets nothing. And the government becomes such a big bloated bureaucracy of delegating and determining every policy, every regulation, every bit of taxation. It's been the same in every time it's been experimented with throughout the history of mankind. And it's got one major thing in common with everybody who's tried this. It has failed spectacularly. It doesn't work. You can't base a system on taking from the people that are producing and giving it to the people who are doing nothing. That just doesn't work. And anybody who tries to argue, like the Kami Mandami, who's now running for mayor of New York, and if polling is accurate, is probably going to win. He's going to take the greatest financial center on earth and turn it into this leftist third world hellhole. His big idea is taking taxes and increasing tax for corporations and individuals, seizing property, taking over government control of simple entities like food markets, because he says that's going to drive the price down if government's in control. But ask yourself a simple question. Is government good at running anything? Can that government do a cost-effective job of running a business? Do some reading on the United States Post Office. You can find about 5,000 articles of what a hot mess that has been for years. It's like $1 billion in debt. Stamps continue to get raises. It's going to cost like $2 to mail a letter before long because they just cannot run anything efficiently. It's bloated with the personnel making huge amounts of money for an entity that doesn't produce any revenue. It just creates deficits. It's not sustainable. The only reason it's still operating is because this government continues to pump hundreds of billions of dollars into it to keep it afloat. Anyway, that's just one example. I don't think you can tell me anything that government efficiently operates. There's just no such thing. From the Veterans Administrations to all of the different departments, ever since COVID in 2020, your federal government basically has not required people to come back to work. Right now, only about 12 to 14% of workers show up every day, 5 days a week at the office. Many of the others have just chosen to set up home office situations or whatever. And who knows if they're producing anything. One thing we know is being produced for them is their paycheck. We don't know if we're getting any production out of any of these people whatsoever. And it just seems like this is a federal government who really doesn't care. So with all that being said, the conflict that's coming is the people, and you're already seeing it. It's the people who believe in the founding principles of this country and have their own ideas about how things should be operating. It's been kind of a silent majority in recent years because it became unfashionable to speak up and say, I believe in my religion. I believe in the founding principles of my country. And I am completely dedicated to my family, my loved ones, the people in the inner circle of my life. That became like an unpopular position, and people were uncomfortable saying that to others for fear of rebuke, for fear of being chastised or ridiculed. You know, you couldn't say Donald Trump was a fantastic president in the first term from 2016 to 2020. We had unprecedented growth. We had tremendous economic opportunity. It all came crashing down with the very suspiciously timed COVID pandemic that swept the world, that happened to escape from a lab in China. How convenient. The bottom line is, you could not even say during that presidency that Donald Trump was doing a remarkable job without fear of being chastised. Somebody telling you how a horrible person he is and they can't stand him and those tweets, blah, blah, blah. Again, he didn't run for Miss Congeniality. He ran for president, and the country was booming until the COVID nightmare of 2020 shut everything down. And Trump admitted he made mistakes there, but he was in a damned if you do, damned if you don't position, because if he didn't shut everything down as he was being badgered by his now we know insidiously evil advisors, Dr. Fauci, that this had to happen. Everybody had to go to the mattresses and ride it out. And the economy, of course, took a terrible nosedive. A lot of people had catastrophic economic results from this. But the government stepped up and started cranking out checks to everybody at a great cost of hundreds of billions of dollars, which just increased our deficit to ridiculous levels. Then Joe Biden gets elected, which was an absolute joke, because he was almost in vegetable territory in terms of his mental capacity. This guy didn't run jack squat. He was a figurehead. It was the third term of the Barack Obama administration, who lurked in the shadows and pulled the strings like the Wizard of Oz. And all of his operatives from his administrations were the internal forces running the Biden administration, including Jake Sullivan, his national security guy, who made all the decisions. Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State. I mean, just a disgraceful group that really not only did they do a lousy job, but they made things much, much worse with their tepid and tentative foreign policy decisions. Got a lot of soldiers killed in Afghanistan with that ridiculous withdrawal. I mean, the whole thing was an absolute nightmare. But now, with the 2024 election, people came out of their shell and said, nope, no more of this. We're not going to have wide open borders. We're not going to let millions of people into this country. Some experts, maybe 8 or 9 million. Some experts insist it's more like 15 or 16 million poured into this country with wide open borders, despite the fact that all the Biden caretakers were saying, no, no, the border's secure. The Kamala Harris during the campaign, the border is secure, very reassuring, Kamala, as every day tens of thousands of people from all over the world were just being not only sneaking into the country, but being invited in. And we know now the insidious truth. Did you see the story about the illegal immigrant? And I just did it again. Illegal immigrants, the same thing as Democrat socialist. There's no such thing as an illegal immigrant. Immigration is a legal process. So illegal alien, illegal intruder into our country. This guy's name was Ian Roberts. He was from Guyana. Snuck into the country, was running around here for 8 or 10 years since I think was 2016, and had managed to get into position in Maryland as a president of a local school board. This is an illegal alien in our country that became a president of a county school board. And as ridiculous as that is, during that stint, he was actually arrested and found to have be carrying a firearm. It is a federal offense for any person illegally in this country who doesn't have permission to be here to be in possession of a firearm. That's a legal felony. This guy was caught But somehow, some way, he kept his job. He moved on to Iowa and became the president of the school board in Des Moines, the biggest city there. I mentioned this in our last show last Monday, but now more things have come to light. Mr. Roberts, who's nothing like Mr. Rogers, Mr. Roberts, illegal immigrant, legal alien, I should say, legal intruder, who was the president of the Iowa school board, was just going about his business. And he was discovered by ICE last week. And they went to arrest him. He tried to flee, abandoned his car in a wooded area and took off on foot while the agents were chasing him. Because once again, this is not just some guy who had blended in. This is a guy who'd already been convicted of a federal crime and was still conducting himself. He had been ordered deported. He had not shown up and had avoided that and moved to another city where he was set back up. So, when all the fallout happened, when they searched his car that he had abandoned, he had $3,000 in cash, a gun and a knife in there. So he's got another firearm, which is another federal violation. Anyway, the guy runs for it. They chase him down. He's arrested. The next day, the Des Moines authorities are trying to cover their ass. Pardon me for being graphic, but that's what they were doing by saying, well, you know, we had no reason to suspect that he was illegally in the country. He presented all the required IDs, a social security card, and a driver's license from Maryland. Well, you know, that's exactly the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say, because one of the early Doge investigations, when Elon Musk first stepped into that role and had his tremendous group of some of the best cyber experts and computer minds and programming people in the country who wanted to do their part to find waste, fraud, abuse, and theft in our society and in our government specifically, they uncovered a dirty little secret that you probably don't know about because the mainstream media, of course, is not reporting this, but there was a method to the madness of just letting these people come into the country. And basically that was that the secret little plan was within the government. If people waited a couple of months and sent in information, they were being given a social security number. Now, I can't tell you how many laws this violates. No one that is not an American citizen can be issued a social security number. You always hear people wanting temporary green cards so they can work here. That's the documentation that someone in the country that is not an American citizen has banked on. But now, under the Biden administration, in 4 years, the Doge report revealed that over 3 million people in the country illegally were issued social security numbers. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an absolute abomination. It is such a violation of laws. Anybody who had any knowledge of this should be immediately arrested and charged with treason, because that is such a heinous offense. Because with the social security number, the world is your oyster. Did you ever watch The Shawshank Redemption? From inside prison, Andy Dufresne was smart enough to send proper documentation and be issued a social security card in the false guy's name. This is that story was set in the 1950s, where we didn't have sophisticated computer systems, but he got the social security card. And from there, he was able to get bank accounts and a driver's license. He created an identity of somebody who really didn't exist. So when he broke out of Shawshank prison at the end, he went around to all these banks where they had been putting dirty money that the warden had been extorting. And it was all in his fake name. And he was able to extract all that revenue and bail out to go down to his secret place in Mexico, where he had always planned on living after his unfair and unjust conviction. Anyway, I bring that up because the point is, this is a scam that has been around for a long time, but at least in the movie, Andy Dufresne was an American citizen who created a false identity. These people applied to the government and were given Social Security numbers, which from that, they're able to get driver's licenses, other forms of ID, and they also were able to join in on voter rolls. And there, ladies and gentlemen, is the dirty little secret. That is what was inspiring all of this open borders, all of this coercion of people to come to America. These people were not just bedraggled immigrants that were trying to find their way to the United States. A lot of times they arrived, as we've been telling you for a couple of years on this show, in brand new clothes, carrying cell phones. These were not people from third world situation that staggered in wearing rags and were penniless. Almost all of them had enough money at the border to pay these Mexican cartels whatever it took, whatever they charged them to come into this country, because they facilitated the illegal entry of a tremendous amount of people. And the whole idea was to get as many of these people in the country. In 4 years, the shadow Biden administration and their nefarious illegal activities in Washington gave over 3 million Social Security numbers. And it's going to be a considerable challenge to find these people and boot them out of the country, because not only was the law violated by the people that issued these numbers, the law was violated by these people applying for them and walking around with them. Now they are creating they are guilty right now of a federal offense of basically masquerading as American citizens when they are not. So the long-term plan for this leftist movement, whose idea is to completely tear down everything as far as the structure that this country was founded on, the plan was to get as many of these people the information to become blended in with our citizens. And they knew at the end of the day, the American citizens were never going to completely surrender the idea of individual liberty and freedom and all of the Bill of Rights. So they had to import people that were willing to go on the payroll, per se. That's why the adamant proviso of everything from housing and food and transportation and education for their children and medical health insurance for all these illegal aliens. And that's why today, right now, on October 6th, 2025, the government has been shut down for a week and probably will be shut down for at least another week or two, maybe even till the end of the year, because the big, beautiful bill passed by Donald Trump early this year, and a lot of the appropriations that the House of Representatives and Senate are required to come up with, and the deadline is September 30th for the annual budget, and they've been going about the process, and the Democrats are absolutely appalled of all of their little pet programs and little controlling aspects of their power base that's being cut out in this administration, with the Republicans having the majority in both houses. So when September 30th rolled around and the money ran out in terms of there was no money allocated to continue the government until all of these budgets were approved for the new year, the Republicans drafted what the Democrats have done 13 times during the Biden administration. When there's no agreement, they do what's called a continuing resolution. And the continuing resolution just provides the same level of funding that has been provided before just to keep the government open pending the adoption of the new spending provision. It happened in February of this very year because when Trump was elected, immediately the Trump resistance started. So the Democrats at that time and the Republicans were fighting over a continuing resolution through the end of the year. They finally forced it through after the Democrats tried to do the same thing and present a bloated spendathon that the Republicans rejected. They finally agreed to a provision until February to keep things going. In February, the Democrats were refusing to go along until at the last minute, Chuck Schumer, the minority leader now of the Senate, brought a block of four or five voters. They have to have 60 votes to pass these things, and went ahead and approved the Republican continuing resolution while they got the budget in line, and got completely roasted by the left radical part of the Democrat Party. All the suggestions started coming up where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is going to run against him when his Senate seat becomes open. And polling showed that she would crush him in New York. Again, New York's on the verge of electing a socialist, quote, communist mayor. New York has gone just hopelessly left, and Schumer knows he's a dead man walking if he runs against AOC in the upcoming Senate race. So now Chuck Schumer is trying to play political footsie and say, no, I am against this continuing resolution because we need some spending put into this bill. It's a simple 24-page bill that says we're going to continue to fund the government. But the Democrats said, we're not signing off unless we get ready for this. With the Trump agenda being to cut spending, the Democrats see this as an opportunity to get a lot of their money back for things that they hold dear, and they want $1.5 trillion put into this continuing resolution for them to sign off on it. And supposedly the idea is that they want to preserve the guarantees of Obamacare, but what they really want to do is commit that money to liberal states, to blue states, that will take those block grants of big time money and continue to fund the medical health needs and insurance for illegals in this country. Their dream is still to continue to work toward getting these people certified and getting them to be carrying identifications so they can vote. That's still the long-term plan, to give away the house and give away your money that you've worked for. Look at your paycheck sometime. Look at the stub. Look at how much is withdrawn. How do you feel about paying for the healthcare costs of people that are illegally in this country? That's what they're wanting to do. The Democrats are screaming, no, that's not, we're not allowed to. The federal government has no say in that, which, don't buy that banana, folks. They give that money away in grants to states and to NGOs, non-government organizations, that take that money, turn around and give it to illegal benefits, housing, medical care, food, employment, education, etc. So that's the dirty little secret. They're developing new Americans because they know that you and me and every other right-thinking American will never support their far-left overthrow of our country and all of our founding principles and make it into a third-world Marxist hellhole, a great global citizen, because a lot of the people that are pulling the strings for this, the big money from overseas, happen to be located in Beijing and even over the Canadian border with the insidious evil Soros family funding a lot of this nonsense that we're all enduring right now, aka all of this outrage about ICE and their activities. It's a lot of bought and paid for operatives. I told you last week, they have 11 people under arrest from a previous Texas raid on an ICE facility. And if Pam Bondi would get over wanting to be on Fox News every 15 minutes and do her job as attorney general, we need a bulldog in there. We need somebody in that chair that is absolutely relentless and prosecutes to the highest degree of the law anybody who's getting in the way of this America First policy, where we are striving and fighting to get our country back. And she's just not it. She's more concerned with her image and whatnot. We need an absolute bulldog in the White House, because if you can't tell me in 2 months they have not completely interrogated and sweated these people down who showed up for this incursion on an ICE facility in matching uniforms with sophisticated communications devices and modern weapons, somebody is funding all this, and it wouldn't take Inspector, you know, Perot or any other or Sherlock Holmes to figure out where the money's coming from and who is behind this. And for whatever reason, our government just doesn't seem to be making any progress, even in this Trump administration. FBI, Department of Justice, let's get to the bottom of where this is coming from, where this funding's happening. All of this organized mayhem in Chicago and Portland, attacks on ICE agents, gunmen on rooftops, shooting at people, at law enforcement officers trying to do their jobs. We wouldn't stand for this anywhere else. I don't know what your position is on this, but people that are not in this country legally are breaking the law. It's as simple as that. You don't pick and choose. It's not multiple choice. That's exactly what has to be happening, is we need to enforce the law, get these people out of the country. If they leave by their own free will, they can come back and apply to come to return to this country legally and come through the process instead of sneaking around and breaking our laws by being in our country, especially those who have been illegally issued IDs, driver's licenses, social security cards, voter registration cards, etc. We have got to get things back under control, and it's got to happen right now. I know some of this was a little bit resembling last week's, but I had some new details and just wanted to emphasize this one more time, how important it is for you to urge your elected representative, because that's the government we live with. Urge your congressman, urge your senators, wherever you're listening, to put the pressure on this administration and the law enforcement branches, because right now we've got to get things under control, get our country back, turn it back over to American citizens, and get this evil left-wing incursion that we've seen pop up over the 250 years at various times. They think they've got this great kumbaya, everybody ties for first place and gets a trophy system. Folks, it doesn't work. You already live in the greatest country in the world with more opportunities than anybody else on earth. Let's work hard and do all of our parts. If you hear somebody running their mouth about anti-Trump or enforcement of the law or endorsing these attacks on people that are trying to do their job in law enforcement, you have a responsibility as a citizen to say, no, you're completely wrong about that. I know it's uncomfortable. People don't want to be confrontational, but the other side is the loudest and making the most noise. That's the squeaky wheel. And the grease they need is the grease from all of us to say, no, 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 no. If you're at a party or a gathering and somebody is spewing that kind of nonsense, it's your responsibility to step up and set them straight. And anybody that's happened to be listening, because that's the conflict we're on the verge of experiencing. It's the enlightened and the people that believe in God, country, family, against the people that have been indoctrinated, brainwashed, and carried into this opinion that the voices that are the loudest on the left know best. It's the people that think against the people who are influenced and brainwashed. And that's the conflict that we have got to all enlist in and help defeat. I'm Kip Kiefer. Thank you for listening as always. And we'll have more in a week or so. I'm off to Las Vegas to the Global Gaming Conference. So I'm looking forward to that the rest of the week. And then if anybody's going down to the Plains this weekend at Auburn, Georgia Auburn, I will be in Auburn area for the weekend. So it's going to be a fantastic week, and hope to meet a lot of you and have the opportunity to speak in person. I'm Kip Kiefer. Thank you for listening. We'll be with you again this same time, this same channel next Monday.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.